אמר רב יהודה, הבוידק צורך שיבורך. הבוידק צורך שיבורך. איזה חירוב תומק הברוכם ונידו פיקס חומץ. מה הם מבורך? רב פופי אמר משמי דרובה לב הער חומץ. רב פופי אמר משמי דרובה אל ביו חומץ. So he's mentioning Yasmin, I want a little bit to remind me the Dvorim. But again, it's an Indian Shalai Nizbar Kol HaTzoyrech on other Rabbah. The Gemara has two chidushim in this Shlav of the Sugi. The first chidush of the Sugi is HaBoidek Tzorich Sheyavorech, that you need to make a broche. And the second chidush is the Nusach HaBroche. And I'm not speaking about the part of Al Vele. We'll see this is a very big Indian. All the brachas, all the rishonim try to say klolis, klolim, when you make al and when you make le. But when Rav Popi and Rav Popi came to be choylik, mishmei derove, if lev ayin chometz or al biur chometz, and Rav Popi said lev ayin chometz, and Rav Popi said lev al biur chometz, the ikar chidush of the Gemara and this shlav of the Gemara was that the brachas is al biur chometz and nisht al bdikas chometz. This is the chidush of the Gemara. Mein mevorech, nisht the al velele. The chiddush is that the bracha is on the biur chometz, even that I'm going to make a bdikas chometz. And these are the two chiddushim. And the first chiddush is that you make a bracha on bdikas chometz. And the second chiddush is, not only that you make a bracha on bdikas chometz, not only that you make a bracha on bdikas chometz, no, that you make the bracha al biur chometz or levayres chometz. And we mentioned yesterday that all of the rishonim asked the kasha, what is the chiddush of the Gemara that you make a bracha? Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Aboidek Tzorich Sheyavorech, all the mitzvahs mevorech aleihem. As a klal in all the mitzvahs is Birkas HaMitzvahs. Mechateise Yigora, Bdikas Chomez, that will not have a brocha, that you need the Gemara to be Mechadesh, that you need to make a brocha. Why you need the Chiddush of the Sugi to tell me that you need to make a brocha? And we mentioned Rabbi Nudovid in the second Teretz says, maybe Ein Echanami, the Chiddush of the Sugi is, that is Birkas HaMitzvahs HaMitzvah de Rabbonon. It says the Gemara in Shabbos and Chanukah also had to be Mechadesh that you make a Brocha HaMitzvahs de Rabbonon. Maybe it was taken not so close, the Gemara, that you make a Brocha HaMitzvahs de Rabbonon. You needed the Sugya to be Mechadesh as we must have Brochas HaMitzvah de Rabbonon. It's a big doichak. It's not mashman, the Gemara, that this is the Chiddush of the Sugya. That Teretz is a Teretz b'fnei Atzma. Aber sagt Rabbi Nudovid in the first Teretz, in the Ran, the Teretz is, She'ein ha'bdike ikara mitzvah, el ha'biru ikara mitzvah. The mele, I would think that the brocha has to be later when you do the biru, not when you do the bdike. She'ein ha'bdike ikara mitzvah. Umikol mokoyim, keivan she'yat cholas ha'mitzvah, so you make a brocha. Aber mikol mokoyim, keivan she'ikara mitzvah hu ha'biru, mevorech al biru chometz. So what is the answer of the Ran? She'ein abdike yikar ha-mitzvah. So I would think that you don't make a broche, komash malov. And the Rosh has an andere nusach. Sal kedai toch keivan she'ein ha-mitzvah kol kach. She'ein ha-mitzvah elo levayres ha-chometz. So some magim in the Kabbalah Salon maybe, they learn maybe it's the same Teretz. She'ein ha-mitzvah kol kach, she'ein ha-yikar ha-mitzvah. This is the Magim, they want to attack him and Dama maybe one to each other. But if you may and hate it, there's two different terutzim here. The terutz of the Ran and Rabbi Nudovid, Mechad Machta and the Rosh and the Andere terutz, and we see that Advorim Mechuvon in the Shitosom, and it's very clear. The Losh and the Ran, what is the answer? She'ein abdike ikara mitzvah, elo abiyu. The Kavanas Ran and Rabbi Nudovid is like they explained in the whole Masechti, that the Seder Advorim is, Be'etzem, what is Takonas B'dike? Midorais ve'bitul ba'al mesagi, but it's also a mitzvah to do B'dike, two ways to do it. Chazal say, don't go with the Mahalach of Bitul, for different reasons, Shamele B'kle Yofa, Shamele B'la Ochle, go with the Mahalach of B'dike. But when I'm doing B'dike, I'm doing the mitzvah, Midorais ve'tashbisu, I'm looking for the Chometz to be mashbis me'abais. This is the mitzvah I'm doing. Okay, this is the mitzvah I'm doing, I'm trying to check the chometz, to mevayer the chometz, till I get to the chometz. I'm busy with the mitzvah deiraisa. I'm busy with the mitzvah deiraisa. I could have done it bebitul. Chazal said, don't do it bebitul. What the way to do it? Do it bebedika. Now I want to ask you. So my mitzvah is to do tashmisu to bevar the chometz. A person that checks and checks and checks, finishes the check, and he leaves the chometz in the house. He did something? He did a beginning of a mitzvah? I'm asking, he did a beginning of a mitzvah? He checked and he checked for 10 hours, big piles of chometz, then he decided to leave them like they are. He did a mitzvah or not? He did a mitzvah? For sure not. The mitzvah is to get rid of the chometz. Not stam passive. That there's a mitzvah here to be active, to try to find it. It's not like stam. You have to go. The baligol is mechayev and ma'is ha'ashbosa. I have to do. But if a person does, and tries to get rid of the chometz, and the ma'is he doesn't manage to get rid of the chometz, I thought he didn't go nisht. The mitzvah is not to do b'dikah. The mitzvah is to do bil. The bil is mechayev not only stam not having chometz, and if I have ba'oynes, what I can do? It was mutter on me to be sure that I don't have. But to check, and in the end, it's a gonish. The person goes to shul and doesn't daven. It's a gonish. He goes, and then he davens. So from the time that he went, he has epis. He checked the chom. I mean, that's the shit that's a rat. The haimu. The fit rat is the isru baliroi. What is the bdike? To get rid of the baliroi. So the tchilas ha-mitzvah is be'etzem, starts with the bdike. But ain't the ikar ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is tashmisu. So be'etzem, I would think the time to make the broch is when I'm burning it. This is the mitzvah. You're right, the mitzvah is mechayev me to be sure that there's no din to check. But I have to be sure that I don't have. I could be sure in different ways. I will never put chametz into my house. I will also be sure. I'm starting the mitzvah. But ain't the ikar ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is levar chametz min ha-bayis. I have to start. The mitzvah is levar chametz min ha-bayis. This is the Ran. Balbu Masbu the Ran more. The Rosh learns, no, it's a takone de Rabbonon shema yomay lochloi. So what the takone de Rabbonon says? Check your house and get rid of the chometz. What if a guy checked his house and in the end he didn't get rid of the chometz? I thought he was mekayim mitzvah. You say, ma pitom, I'll explain to you. A person checked his house. Checked his house. For a couple days, checks and checks and checks. And in the end he dies before he manages to burn the chometz. So the Fidah Ranavali doesn't have a mitzvah. Take the case, not a Rosha that left it. Person checks his house for days. Then he dies before he manages to get rid of the chometz. So the Fidah Ran, we mamish know, has got a good tayid. He really tried to listen. So this mitzvah he doesn't have, too bad, right? He tried his best, too bad. It's a gomish gitan. He didn't do the mitzvah yet. A lot of good kavanas. But the mitzvah he never did. The mitzvah he never did. It's not me'akev the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to get rid of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to get rid of the chometz. So I say, chetimtz, right? I say, shabbos. Hechsha, mitzvah, the mitzvah is a gomish. Person comes to the priest, takes off the baby, he's mistaken everything, and dies. So what? Well, you can't make a bris mila if you don't take off his clothes. Otherwise, it's a mitzvah, it's a gomish mitzvah. It's a hechsha mitzvah. He got ready, almost, upfront, and the baby died. No, what's coming on? It was very bad for him. That was it. Well, he took the knife, and he was ready about to cut, and he started to cut, and the kid died. It's a gomish. Sigomish. It's Deich HaShabbos, the Sechshul Mitzvah. The Priya is Deich HaShabbos. The Tearing before, all is Deich HaShabbos. Oh, the kid dies before. Good Kabbalahs. Now, in the Rabbonin is Pumfaker. They told me by night to go around to collect the chometz. And in the morning to burn it. I died in the middle. You know what happens? I have a half a mitzvah. From the night, I was listening to Chazal. They told me to go around the house. The mitzvah of the Rabbonin is available. The mitzvah finishes also to get rid of it, to burn it. But they gave a mitzvah to go around, to search in the house, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Ran is, I want to explain very close. The Ran and the Rosh, everyone answers. Under a teret, and everyone cannot answer like the other one. And everyone cannot answer like the other one. Lefi the Ran, the mitzvah is to get rid of the chometz. Tashbisu. The bdike is gonish. The mitzvah is gomish. The bdikah is gomish. The bdikah is gomish. It's only a chetimtza to get to the mitzvah. It's a chetimtza to get to the mitzvah. So this is the Loshon HaRan. You know why Sarkedai is not to make a broche? Shein ze ikar ha-mitzvah. You're right, it's a tchola, but the ikar is the burning. It's a mechetesa to make a broche. The Rosh can't answer it. it's a mitzvah derabbana to check and to burn. What? Read the Rosh says it bichlal, but he learned the Rosh learns alamod the mitzvah shemayim v'lochmet. It's a Rosh. It's a Rosh and Avdalet. Right? It's a Rosh and Avdalet. The tur b'shem a Rosh. That if you made a bdik and you find chometz yoyver because it doesn't help. He was never all the rais. Then alamod he was never masking with the rab. So lefi the Rosh, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah has two parts. Shake the house and get rid. I'll tell you more from that. People get rid of it anyway. The Iker mitzvah of the Rabban was to check the house. The Iker Takonah Psochim, the first Perek was, they made a whole mitzvah to check the house. This was the Iker Takonah. So Avad is a mocker. There has a different reason why you not make a bracha. She'ein a mitzvah kol kach. It's like the Pnei Yeshua Pshat. It's like B'dikas Toiloi. When you make a bracha on mitzvah of the Rabban, when it's a positive mitzvah. Chanukah, Shchoidesh, Hallel, Matzah the Rabbanon, Yom Tov Sheni, it's mitzvahs. But when the mitzvah is just to check the house because we're scared, you'll do Aveire, Harchokis? Harchokis the Rabbanon? You don't make a bracha. Harchokis the Rabbanon, you don't make a bracha. So Mele Kum is very glad. The Rosh and the Ran are two different tirutzi. The Rosh is, the Ran starts is, no. The Ran starts is, the bdik is not ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is the bill. The ikar mitzvah is the bill. So, Mele lefi the Ran, he has one answer. It's not mocking to make a broch on the bdik. It's gosh. But the answer is, mikol mokim is tchilas mitzvah. Avadu when he's mevar in the end, the mitzvah starts from shas abdik. The mitzvah starts from shas abdik. From there, the mitzvah starts. But maybe you can make a broch already when you start the bdik. But they will convert the brocha and the bio, because this is the Iker HaMitzvah. The Rosh can answer like that. It's not that it's not Iker HaMitzvah, it's a Takona de Rabbanon. Has another mitzvah. She'ein a mitzvah kol kach. She'ein a mitzvah kol kach. So the Bnei Yeshua Pshat. It's a de Rabbanon, what kind of de Rabbanon is it? It's a de Rabbanon that is a chetim to not be either a b'dikas to Elohim. When it's not to either a b'dikas to Elohim, Chazal will never convert a brocha on it. Mikol mokim here, Chazal will convert a brocha. Now, when Chazal will convert a brocha by us, and what do we convey a brocha? And the bdikas. But mikol mokim, they made a brocha levayres hachometz. Why? Why they made a brocha levayres hachometz? So the Rosh says, because lemaisa, the tachlis is to take it out of the house, and it does bitul al chometz she'eino yadua. So come to this. The Ran and the Rosh are two different terutzim, but we will call them one shita. That inside the Ran, inside the Rosh, really didn't like that the brocha will be on the bdikas. Because it's not the right brocha, really. It's not the right brocha. It's not the time. It's not Iker HaMitzvah. It's not a mitzvah kol kach. Everyone with his mehalach. But mikol mokim, the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that they were kuvei a brocha on this. But the taike were mechaber it and attaching it to the etzem abir, other because this is the chefs of the mitzvah lefi the Ran. Other lefi the Rosh, because the tachlis is a bir that will not be in the house, and they also wanted it to go on the mitzvah's bir, but mainly they were kuvei an bir chomet. This is one way. This is one way. The Maharam Chalave, Le'umas them, he doesn't ask the Kasha what is the Chidush. I don't know what he will learn what is the Chidush. But the Maharam Chalave says, I'm Choylek on the Rosh and the Ran. Lefi the Ran, the Broch is on the Biu. From Tchilas HaMitzvah. Lefi the Rosh, not so klor, and Eile Kol Kach, but at the end. Zog the Maharam Chalave, I'm learning different from the Ran and the Rosh. The Broch al Biu Chometz means cleaning the house. Al bdikas chometz. Why we say biur chometz? Biarti chometz min habayis. Means miloshim bdike. The broch is bichlam not attached to the burning. The broch is on the maisa bdike. Zog the Maharam Chalave, I have a big machlekes with the Rosh and the Ran. The Rosh and the Ran learn pshat, the broch is on the sreife. Mishum ma, we already start, betchilas ha-mitzvah, bein ha-mitzvah kol kach, we already start to make the broch from the beginning. But the chefze of the mitzvah, the chefze of the mitzvah is on the sreifa. Mashiach levin maram chalav, the broch is on the bdike alein. No shaykh is on the sreifa. This part is klo. Kum the maram chalav. And the maram chalav speaks out an afkemine in between his pshat to the rishonim's pshat. He says, was a minag noshim that they hide in a soro ptitim. They hide the 10 ketikim. Why they hide them? Because they were scared that the husband will not find chometz in the house b'shas b'dikas chometz. They were scared the husband will not find chometz in the house b'shas b'dikas chometz. And if the husband will not find chometz in the house b'shas b'dikas chometz, his bracha will be a bracha levatole. So they hide the pieces of bread. Zog the maram chalavel, if he might pshat, it's a mistake. There's no reason to hide pieces of bread. Why? The bracha is on the b'dikas. So why first they explain what the maram chalavel is saying. Zog the maram chalavel is saying. Lefi the rishonim that the bracha is on the biur. Ein the ikar ha-mitzvah, but we start at the beginning, lefi the rosh. Oh, but the bracha is on biur chometz. If in the end you didn't burn chometz, a bracha levatole. So the noshim hiding pieces of bread, that you'll find chometz. If not, it's a bracha levatole. My pshat, the bracha is on the b'dike. Even if you didn't find chometz. He made a bracha and b'dike is chometz, and he checked. He was mekayim the mitzvah. So that's the maram chalav. The maram chalav says that only lefi the pshat, and it doesn't say these noshim amiratzios. They're right. If you don't learn like me that the kavon of the word biur means b'dike, it means like the rishonim sreifeh. Tchilas ha-mitzvah, ain't a mitzvah kol kach. But the bracha is if we didn't get it in burning in the end. So if you didn't find chometz, you have a bracha levatole. So the noshim are right to hide pieces of bread. Ma she'ein gein, lefi ma epshah, there's no reason to hide pieces of bread. There's no reason to hide pieces of bread. Don't shed in maram chalav. Say, don't shed in maram chalav. We'll go to the next step. Come the Ramo and see in Tof Reish Lamed, Tof Lamed Beis, Tof Lamed Beis, Zog the Ramo that you have to hide a soroptit. You have to hide a soroptit. Why? Because if you don't hide it, it's a chashash, brocha levatol. Umir, this brings down b'shem ha-Rav Yo, so when you ruchem. Ramo says, Umir, ein tzorich, shekavonas ha-bevorech, im yimtzo levar. What it means. So the Ramo brings down first the shittas of the ritual that you have to maniach asarob titim. Chshash brocha levatole. And the Ramo says, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. So the Ramo says, taki, you don't have to. So that's in Mishabua learns that the Ramo means not umiu, if you didn't do it, it's not a brocha levatole. The Ramo means tuchoyle. So the first shitta is you have to, and taki both clients will do it. The Ramo himself holds, you don't have to maniach asarob titim. Why the Ramo is choylek? So it's very interesting. The Mishnah Brura brings two or three reasons, and I want to go over the reasons. The first reason, what the Mishnah Brura brings down, from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, as they say, we see inside the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shulchan Aruch Harav says, the Maram Chalav, so the Baruch is on the B'dike. So what if he didn't find? The Baruch is on the B'dike, not in the Biur. So what if he found bread or not? He made Al Biur Chomet. The mitzvah was to make a b'dikas chometz, and he made a b'dikas chometz, and he was yotze. He was yotze. Was enough kemina? Was enough kemina if he had chometz or not? As I said, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. This is the Maram Chalav. Chalav says, if the broch means b'dike, so even if you didn't find nothing, it's nishkin broch levatol. First reason. Second reason is the Goyen. The Goyen says different. The Goyen says, a person made a mapil and didn't fall asleep. It's a brocha levatole or not. Person benched a mapil and didn't fall asleep. Big machlekes. We pass in la'alochet that even if you didn't fall asleep, you don't have to say boruch shem. Why? Chazal said, when you go to sleep, make a mapil. I went to sleep. I didn't fall asleep. What I could do? Chazal will hope that I'll fall asleep. Zog de Ramo, zog de Goyen, Chazal said to make a b'dike and to hope you'll find chometz and you'll burn it. If you didn't find in the end, so what? I want to explain the difference of the first pshat to the second pshat. The first pshat learns the bracha is bichlal not on the burning. Like the Maram Chalav, the bracha is on the b'dike. We say al biur chometz. But the bracha is on the b'dike. The Goyen is masking with the Rosh and the Ran that the bracha was b'ike that you're going to burn it tomorrow. Just they told you, start to check. Hopefully you will find. Hopefully you will find. If in the end you didn't find, say that it's not called the bracha levatole. It's too different to rutsi. That was in the nafkimina. If in the first pshat, the bracha is on the b'dike. So what if I found it, didn't find? That's the maram chalav. We have a rishi. Some amish mitzir, they found the maram chalav. The bracha is on the b'dike. That's the shonoch rav, says on his own. מה שאין כן בגוהן, בגוהן זה זמן, זה ברוכה זה נביור. לא שנה ראש, לא שנה רב. זה ברוכה זה נביור. מה? We'll get it, we'll get it. זה אומר, you don't have to put. You don't have to take a sleeping pill before you say I'm up or you fall asleep, right? I'm asking you a shine, are you allowed to? You have to take a sleeping pill if you're going? Take a sleeping pill, it's not oinus. Take a sleeping pill. It's not chiyuv. Pardon, say enough to me. It's not chiyuv. So, the goyim stellt us their mabel, it's not my zustell. The goyim says not like you. The goyim says you don't have to put 15 and say, yeah, I'm up here. The goyim is coming to me, Yashiv the Ramo. The goyim says, pshat. The Taz brings down a third Teretz. Zog the Taz, tomorrow he will burn chometz. Tomorrow he will burn chometz. The brocha will go on the burning of tomorrow. I had to be a hefsek veisamish. Everyone is asking the shayla, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. But we have three terutzim, and I want to be masked with the three terutzim again. So again, the Ramo brings down the first sheet of the sheet of Sanoshim that they put on the ptitim, they were choishish lebrocha levatole. Zog the Ramo, umiyu, you don't have to put the ptitim. Umiyu, you don't have to put the ptitim. You don't have to put the ptitim. I say, Zog, you don't have to put on the ptitim. Why? We have three reasons. First reason is Ma'aram Chalave. And this is what Be'ezim Mishabur Mekdam Shechonor Harav. The broch is on the bdike. The broch is not on the finding, Michal. No sheikhs. Shida Sagro, I say, I'm happy, I was trying my best. The Taz says, Tam, I will find chometz tomorrow morning. And I will burn it. I want to explain a little bit. The first Teretz is talking to Ma'aram Chalave. The din is the bdike. The Rishonim didn't learn like that. Second pshat, the Goyen says, even if in the Rishonim, we could be chalik on the Noshim. And say that the Brocha is, hopefully I will find. And the Taz says, the Brocha is going on tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm for sure going to burn. So I want here to add. The Ma'aram Chalave bring down that the Noshim hide the chometz. Why? Choshesh, you will not find chometz, and you will have a brocha levatole, and you will have a brocha levatole. This was the chashash. You will have a brocha levatole. So I want to ask you a shayla. So why the noshim had to hide chometz? Listen carefully because I want to say a very big bar chidush. First, go to pshat. Why the noshim had to hide chometz? Take a piece of chometz, put it in the side, and tell your husband tomorrow to burn it. And mamelo, not be a brocha levatole. Why they had to make this whole game of hiding chometz? Why do they have chometz? If the chashash is brocha levatole, and you want that you will have chometz to burn tomorrow, so why do they have to hide chometz? Take a piece of bread, put it here on the side, tomorrow, burn it. What? Again, the brocha is not brocha levatole, because tomorrow you will burn it. So why do you have to hide? They did it, there will not be a brocha levatole, right? If I'll have a piece of bread, I will not have a brocha levatole. Why do I have to hide it? So we said yesterday. So we said yesterday that Vaistois, that you can't make a brocha now on what you're going to burn in 12 hours. For sure it's a hefsek. I can't make a brocha, I'll burn tomorrow. They learn, I'm starting to check now, trying to find it, and in the end I'll burn it tomorrow. So if they will hide it for the husband, and he will find it, toch kedei de bdike, so it's considered that he started from now to look for that, to burn it. I'll be stand to put a piece of bread to burn tomorrow, says Gomish. The Taz said nishtazay. The Taz said, even if you don't find nothing, and tomorrow you have a piece of bread from breakfast, and you leave it and you burn it, you become the mitzvah. So again, I want first to shit this before we go to the next shlav. So we have the Ma'am Chalava is Maimi, the Lefi de Rosh and the Ran, that the Bdike is, the Broch is, Tutzach mi the Biur from tomorrow. If in the end you don't have Chometz to burn, it's a Broch levatole. And the Mele, they had to hide. And we say, it's time to put a piece around to Golnish. And the Ma'am Chalava said, no, the Broch is on the Bdike. The Ramah brings down the first shita is that you have to maniach asar optitim to be choishes lebrocha levatole. And the Ramah passes, we don't have to. The Mishnah Berurah says the three reasons. Other than Azevi, the Maram Chalav, and the brocha is on the bdike. Other because the goyen, hopefully you will find. Other the Taztak is choilik and the anochim and the Maram Chalav. Avad the brocha is on the burning. And Avad, if you don't burn tomorrow, it's a brocha levatole. Avad. But you can leave a piece, you don't have to find it. You take tomorrow a piece of bread, and every person in the minig was in the morning, we take a piece of bread and we burn it, and the brach is chalav dem. This is the Taz, and the Taz learns that this is the ikar shitas of the Taz. Tomorrow you will burn it, and you will have the mitzvah. Azez on the Taz. Azez on the Taz. So now, let me again, shlav b'shlav. The Sharatzion comes and he says, that ho'idme, that you check the house good before Pesach, he thinks la aloche, you have to put on the asar optitim. Ha'idne, you have to put the asar optitim. While people check the house very good before Pesach, yeshlochu shledine, yeshlochu shledine, to check for the asar optitim. Shaila, why? Why today that became that it's roi lochush ledine to check for the asar optitim? So we'll go over the timing. Lefi the first time that the brocha is on the bdike, so why today? So what if they cleaned the house before? Lechul the Mishneh Berurah learned, like some rabbonim want to pass in today, a lot of nai rabbonim, that after you clean the house, you don't have to really make bdikas chometz. Most Klal Yisrael believe in these Rabbonim, and this is the reason most Klal Yisrael check Chometz for 20 minutes. Why they don't check every packet of Mokesh 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 Chometz? Why they don't go around the whole house? So most people think, today it's clean already. So we do it, Chveis Nishchomos, you know, yeah? The Meir is Zogdim Mishneh Berurah, so do it, Chas V'Shalom, don't check it down low, but a Brocha Levatole it will be. So the Meir, you hide the pieces of bread, and now you're looking for Chometz. How much it helps? Veisach Mishneh. But Azei Zogdim Mishneh Berurah. That the Yidne, that the house, this is some people in Pshat in the Sharatzion. That the Yidne, that they check the house very good, the Mele, the Bdike is gone, you have to put the 10 Ptitim on them. Maskma, Shtigl Doicha. Lefi the Goel, the Sharatzion is for sure right. Why? I'm asking you a Shaila. Avada, a person doesn't have to fall asleep for a Mapil. It's going to be a guy that delivered last month, he doesn't fall asleep. You could say a Mapil? For sure not. Why? He knows he's not falling asleep. 2 months. Again, you don't argue with me now. A person never falls asleep if he's allowed to say a mapping. Say, B'skehol never said a mapping. Say, every time he says a mapping, he really doesn't fall asleep. So he's so nervous, never fall asleep. So he stopped to say a mapping. No, because he doesn't have a hata. Every time that he says a mapping, because he was choshed to the shittas. So he said that now when he didn't fall asleep because he was choshed to the shittas and he had to fall asleep. So he says that now that he knows that he's not falling asleep, for no one he could say a matter. Azekos. So you're right, the bdik bdikas chometz cholilo like the Naya Rabbonim. Avada you have to check chometz. Chazal don't change. Chazal don't change, but I could promise you that you will not find chometz. You know someone that found chometz when you check. So they didn't clean? Yeah, and these two, I want to explain. You can't, Chazal will not say me. And I want to explain. It's Pashtazik. In the time of Chazal, Baba, I'll tell you, it's a Chikyankin. No one cleaned the house before. Listen. In the time of Chazal, no, I just want to be masking the whole thing. In the time of Chazal, no one checked the house before. So you're right. It's not 100% that you will find Chometz. But it's like a mapil. You go to sleep, Mistama, you will fall asleep. Chazal was said. What's on the sleep? Because I was saying, say a map, it was on the you fall asleep. Check the house, you'll find chametz. Happens to be that you're not. But if you knew you took away the chametz, you'll make a bracha. This is what Mishneh Berurah means. This is the tzayin of sefer, I couldn't get hold of that sefer. If you get hold of the Shara Tzir, it's a sefer, don't can't get hold of that sefer. But if the taz, taki has no chiyuv. If the taz, taki has no chiyuv to maniach asar optitim. Because the Fidu Taz, the Maisa, we say mech on the Sreif of tomorrow morning. We say mech on the Sreif of tomorrow morning, the Fidu Taz. So the Mele, while we say mech on the Sreif of tomorrow morning, the Fidu Taz, the Mele, even the Zman Hazeh, you don't have to be maniach asar optitim.
למשל.
First, הוא אמר, so למעשה, the psalm of the Mishnah Berurah is today, לכתחיל את הפעולה הסורפטיטים, אין לכנעים, לפי the task, it's not a חיוב גומו, אבל on the task, you have the פעולה הסורפטיטים, other because the day that its house cleans, it felt in the בדיקה, felt in the ברוכה as a בדיקה, other you don't have the goyim. So imagine that it's not a vayda zach. The Moshe, the Chuk Yankov says, that he says to put a soroptidim on our shtikl teira. We're going like this. Chalava said the reason to put a soroptidim because we choishish to the ran and the rosh. Lefi my pshal, you don't have to. The Ramo brought down the shita to be choishish to the ran and the rosh. And the Ramo says, no, I hold you don't have to. We said three pshotim. Aram Chalava, goen and taz. So the Chuk Yankov, all of this shtikl teira is good if the reason that you put a soroptidim was because the ran of the rosh. So you have three reasons to explain. You don't have to. The brachas are the bdike, the goyan is right, the taz is right. I'm telling you the reason they started to put a sorob titim is because they wanted people to have incentive to check. If a person doesn't find, he will start to check. Book chazi. Ah, yishal asher, so why is not mentioned chazal? Anu heitze? Why is not mentioned chazal? Why is not mentioned? Tell us the very portion. In time of Chazal, everyone had incentive. You checked and you found chametz. In our days, that you clean the house, because our house is a bigger, it's more little stuff, it's, the mitzvah says you can't do it by night. You check before, it's no incentive. The man, they started to do this mix. Not pshat. A new minute came, same thing, a brocha levatole. What do you think what happened among? It was not brocha levatole. Everyone checked and everyone found. Everyone found chametz. The houses were full of chametz. It's in our days that the minute started. We come again, we'll go weiter. We'll go weiter. Lefi dem. So lemaise, if a person in the morning, so we have this, we have to put petitim. Why? Because if not, we choishesh, especially in our days that the house is clean, we have to put petitim, either because there's no bdike, so you have to be saying of this petitim, either because there's no goyim, but lefi dem taz ein echanam. So lefi dem taz is nishkin chiyuv gamur. To put titim. Now, in the morning today, when a person finds chametz, and he doesn't burn it, then he gives it a little kid to burn. So lefi the taz, the ma'aser is brocha as a brocha levatole, because he never made a biur. Even if he did goyen, I'm a supek if he was planning to give it to his kid, so he was not planning to make biur tomorrow. So I don't know if he's allowed to do. I think maybe also it's brocha as a brocha levatole. What? You have to know if you can say mechad abidu. The Taz didn't say you say mechad abidu.
The mitzvah
is the aloha is if a person is not checking, the aloha is a shliach a check. One second. He sends a shliach and it's mizbayer, the aloha is if Shabur says you can't make a brocha. Again, checking, we said it's garnish. It's burning, it's not burning. We said the checking is garnish. One sec, why doesn't it say? It says you have to put 10 titim. You have to put 10 titim because our checking is garnish. So you take the 10 titim, but you're not mevayer them. You send someone else to mevayer them.
So if you lit the fire,
I don't, I'm saying, now, what okay? The fire is lit and you go with your kid, he takes the bag and he puts it inside and you say, kol chamir, it's garnish giton. Misbayer is not enough to make a broche. Again, if you send a shliach, Mishnah Berurah says, you cannot make the broche.
You throw it into the fire.
So this, you'd make the ma'aser.
So you made the ma'aser, give it to the kid. That's the way
again, so why, when you send a shliach, it's garnish. A ma'aser of a cotton is not called a ma'aser. It's not called as misbayer.
It's
not shliach b'yarcher shayte v'kotten. It's not the ma'aser. Let me get a step weiter. It's very interesting. In Tov Lamed Beis, Seif Aleph, is the Zelbe Machleikis and Punk Fakir. What would be if a person didn't make a broche by night Peshas Bdikas Chometz? Zog de Ramo, so he can't make the broche. This is Nogat to the Sugya we're going to learn. Kol HaBroches Mevorach Oivo La'asiyosom. Zog de Taz, in the morning you will make a broche when he's burning it. It's the right time to make the broche. Zog de Mishneh Berurah. All the achronim are not masking with the taz. The bracha was on the bdika. So here is the zelbe machlegis, the zelbe achronim in the taz, and the taz brings down the rosh by here. And forget his masbe, how it goes inside the rosh. Very big arichas in the taz, mamish is masbe the whole sugya. So the taz is saying this chiddush again, double. Not only will he say that the bracha, don't worry, make a bracha because tomorrow you're going to burn it. Zok the Taz, if you didn't make the bracha by night, make the bracha by day. Not because the mitzvah is mamshich, like Esra and Lulav and all these achim. You can make a mitzvah at the biur. Forget the brachas on the burning. You do it in the beginning. But the mice of the brachas on the burning. All the achroinim say, Chazal will never attack in the bracha on that. Chazal will attack in the bracha on the b'dikah. You didn't make a bracha on the b'dikah, you missed out. And it's negia be'etzem. A person is zeichel chometz by day. He doesn't have a b'dikah. The bracha doesn't have a place to change. But he ate chometz, and in the morning he takes the piece of bread that he has, and he goes to a fire to make a minhag yisrael to burn the chametz. So lefi the taz, he has to make a bracha. Lefi the achronim, you don't make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says to be choishes to the achronim, aval aroi tzeh nismach al ataz velevaruch, yesh le'al mal ismach. Now, I want to be myself another esofe. I was looking today, who puts the asorot p'titim? So, in the Maram Chalave, that we have a Rishon, that the whole Suge is a Rishonim, and our Suge, on the Zayn, the Ramosh state, that it's Midag HaNoshim, the Noshim hide it for the husband. It's brought down, so in the Melaktim, that the Stipler, Mitzad Erchot, and the Sadma Rebbe, Mitzad Sheini, both of them, they hide it, their own Ptitim. They hide it, and then they found it. And they bring down that Zalman, all people ask, it's a Sigonish Mitnish. So they hide it, they found it. But the whole reason is we try to be choshish that it's not a bracha levatole. So what are you gaining? And no incentive, Filich HaKiyankiv, that's what Zalman goes over. No incentive, you know where it is.
It's not to get them.
No, but it's no incentive to make, no, so you go to them, you don't look around. You don't look around, you know where it is. You know where it is. And at Bochel of Atole, it's no Maisa B'dike. So then, if Shazam said, Avada Nisht. But I think the Miyash of their meaning is, they learn like the Taz. That Be'etzem, the Din B'dike is, the Broch is and the Broch of tomorrow. So why did Maram Chalava say that you have to hide them? Because we said, if you start with a piece of Chometz, you can't make a Broch now. Only if you're starting to get ready to burn it, you can make a Broch. So if you put it in the... So they learn, this is enough.
So they learn
it's not mamish like that. It's not mamish like that. Well, you have to go to it to find it there, and all it disappears. You have to go back to collect it. You're ready to be asking, but... So they learn it. I know. This was the kasha. This is the answer. This is one side. And the other side is, even if you know where you put it, the Taz says, because it's so pushed in that you say mecha the beer of tomorrow, he says for sure not to hide. Chas v'shalom, then you can't find it, and then the beer tzitz takole. So it's a minuk shtus. So far it's pushed to me that the broch is on tomorrow, it's a minuk shtus. So the pshat is, lemaisa it's all over the house. When you want to burn it, when a person wants to burn it, he can't go a second to Matnu Nugdal. If a person wants to burn it, he can't tomorrow morning right away to go to burn it. He has to go to the 10 places and put them together and burn it. So he has to be misasik in collecting them together. So it could be this was there. So this is what I think. That they'll be to him same on the task. That was same as the Taz. That Be'etzem, you don't have to put pieces. So Be'etzem, like the Rambo, said about Mikol Mokoyim, they will put the pieces. What it will help? It will help that the Pshat is, they already misasik, and these pieces, that's time that they have side pieces that are burning, they're already collecting the pieces to burn. It's like, on them, Tak, it's like, Vesach Nishgana. You have to know what is the Mokke for 10, that's very Sachish. Zalig the Gemara. Ravada, this is close. Shem Zama says, Afilu that state, that every one of the Petitim will not have a Kezayis, under a Makti, that every one of the Petitim will not have a Kezayis. Why? just in case you can't find them, so you're not be able to see it. But Avadi, you have to have that all the 10 together will have a kezayis. Because if not, the whole revach is to make a bochel of atole. And as I know that the din shamar yavon ochle is even a pochis mekezayis. If the brochis for the rabbonim, so could be it's already. Zog the gemara weiter. So what is the machlekes? My mevorech. Rapopi omar mishmei berove levay chometz. Rapopi omar mishmei berove al biur chometz. Al biur chometz. Zog the gemara hazeh. Belevay kulal meloy pligi devaday lehabo mashma. Zog Rashi. ושאביר דומי דברוכי כאילו מסיע שם מצווה באימי כדי לקמון so בלוואי כולה אמר לא יפליגי that is the right נוסח כי פליגי בעל ביו מר סובר מיקורי משמע ומר סובר להבא משמע so it's interesting to רשי look at לושן רשי מיקורי משמע על ביו שביארתי והרי עדיין לא יבודי דברוכי כאילו בדיקי ביור היינו נמי בדיקה, לא זאת רשי. ביור היינו נמי בדיקה. So אנדר זוגר את רשי means here the מערם חלב. אנדר זוגר את רשי means here the מערם חלב. רשי means that ניקור עם האשם על ביור שביעת וידאי לא יבודה, דו ברוך כאילו בדיקה. ביור היינו נמי בדיקה. Rashi is kind of explaining it's kind of dikah, it's for sure. It's 10 hours before the burning anyways. And Rashi never read on the dikah. So Mikol Mokoyim, so it's very interesting. So all the Rishenim has a kasha for Shlemish. Levayer lekula al meleabu mashma. Al biur is a machlekes. So why we do al biur chometz? Maskona is lekula al vilchus al biur chometz. Levayer is for sure good. Lama yaitza ala shittas. We know ala mo, we try to be yaitza ala shittas. Machlekes amiroyim. One says Levayer, one says Al. Say the better Loshen. And not only that. Not only say the better Loshen. Even the other Amoriro that holds that Al is also good. But say Levayer, it's for sure better. Not only that we want to be Yoitza Al Shittas. But why to say Al? When you could say Le, why to say Al? So the Rosh says, Mibirchoysef Shalodom Nikor Im Chochom Uim Lav. So Mishum Zaman Reobach will explain Al Amor, as he said in Shirim Psochim, that the pshat, when a person is madgish the broche, and he's not saying stam a nusach, that is good. He's a medadik to say a nusach, so b'mele, it shows and it makes that the person is mechavet in the broche, what broche is exactly he's doing lehabo, leosid, so b'mele he has more kavon and b'shat that he's doing the broche. Zodin moron meisi, birch asher kitshon, boruch asher kitshon, mitzvayisim, tzivonu ala mile. Hosso meichen emi, for yidik moron, neime lomul, we say the lady you moy, but he's mechuyev to mar. The father is mechuyev to mar. Avi Aben may kill me. Afraid the Gemara says when Avi Aben makes a prismile, let Avi Aben to say lomu. Ain't a chenam. Ain't a chenam. So Tesis says pirsha minutam kipligi ba'al biu. Mar sova leshova mashma. Pirsha minutam leshova mashma tfei mi leabo. Aber mikomo ki mashma la miktsas leabo. Dilei mashma klal leabo elo leshova. איך יקרומה בסמוך נאי מלומו לסג דלאב יומוי כי בשביל שאין לנו יוידים לתקן ימר שקר מייסי, בורך אשר קדשון עצמאי ציבונו על השחיתה עושם נמי איך נמי, נאי מלישחוית לא יסג דלאב יו שוחית עוד איזה גמור עסקה אשר סתו גרסו עשי אשר קדשון מצווי ציבונו על השחיתה פרד נגמור אלי מלישחוית זה גמור לא יסג דלאב יו שוחית בוא היז מחויב תושייכת לא יסג דאי ולא שוחית So, the fear our girsa is, Loisagi de iu lav shochit, de lav iu shochit. There's another girsa, Loisagi de loi shochit. So, the primigodim in the Agdom et ilchoi shchite, as they state in the Ramban, the Shiroshim, the Ramban and the Shiroshim says that there's no mitzvah to shecht. No mitzvah. The Hainu, if you want to eat, you're not allowed to eat without shechting. But it's not a mitzvah. The Hainu. It's two yidden. One didn't eat meat, and one ate shecht and ate meat. The one that shecht and ate meat is a better yid. I will explain. The motion, one yid didn't eat. The other yid made a broche and he ate. Savadet, that person that made a broche, is a better yid. people make the whole matzah, the people who have brochas, yeah? Why do you want the schusim and the brochas? So a person will, forget, he wants schusim, he'll bring and make parties, people will shech the behemoth. Zog the Ramban is no maila, this person is bichlam nishkin a besser a mensch. It's gonish, Hashem doesn't need it. Nebach, you want to eat, a shech. No, there's no mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah.
The
brocha and the shchita maybe is a mitzvah, but the shchita nisht.
No,
tzitzis is a mitzvah. No, it's a mitzvah. The Gemara says a person that goes without tzitzis, be'ina the ritche, we punish him. You don't have to wear abba kantas, you don't have to wear tzitzis. If a person walks through a staladamis without tzitzis, tzitzis naloch, he will get punished. Because ein echanami, it's only if you have a beged, but it's a chiyuv to be in that matzah. Be'ina the ritche and shinin on it. But a person that didn't eat meat, we learn shinin alei. I mean, zog de prime godim lefi dehem. You have to go in our gemara, not like our girse. Lo yisagi de lo yishochit. Vetzivonu means if we want to eat. But lefi andere rishonim, that is a mitzvah, so the girse is lo yisagi de lo yishochit. He doesn't have to shech. It's not like a via ben. Someone else could do it. It's not his mitzvah. Any person, if you want, you can check. But the Ramban says, the Gilson argument is, you take out the iyu. Lo yisagid lo yishochit, but you have to shech bichlal. It's not mitzvah bichlal. It's two the Gilsons. Like the Gemara, Pesach v'kodshim ha'ikel ha'meymar. Pesach v'kodshim ha'ikel ha'meymar. Ein echenam, zot Rashi. Pesach v'kodshim, ha'baylim nitztavu lichsi v'somach yodeh v'shochat. Is a tzivah and the bailim to b'shech. This is interesting. The Yeshua and the Magna in Kiddushin, remember in Zman Kiddushin, we learned that Memalev, it's in the Sugya in Kiddushin Memalev, it's kimat mashma that only in Pesach is a mitzvah to shech. The Hainu. So all of the kodshim is a mitzvah. The shayla is if the bailim is mitzvah to shech the korban or not. The Koyanim for sure, the Moshe Zrike, the Koyanim do. The shayla of the shechid is a mitzvah ala bailim and he sends the Koyanim as a shliach or not. And the sugya did the Gemara learns Shlucha Shalom Kemo Yisrael from Pesach. Shenema V'shochtu Oisek Lod Has Yisrael. Zog dit Mishu and the Magne and Rashi here state that in all the Korbonis is a mitzvah. They learn the sugya did Nishna Zayim Mechaschino Mitzvah. Hey, I was interested, even if we say that in our Rashi is Mashma, that not only in Pesach, in all the Kodshim is a mitzvah and the Bailim Toshech, he just sends a shliach. The Gemara says, Pesach v'kodshim. Weisst du, is the Gemara also do that Pesach is more mitzvah. Even as the whole Teres, Rashi said, all the kodshim, the Gemara is in Kiddushin, Mashma. Even our Gemara, the Gemara didn't ask, the kodshim, Pesach v'kodshim. The Rashash here says, that from here is Cholek and the Shach, you know, the Shach brings down a Chumrah that a lot of people, Choshash to do, a lot of Misnagdim, that if the father knows how to do Bris Mila, the father does the Bris Mila himself. It's a Bar Yisrael B'shlucha. Misnagdim say, Tzare Di Yinukech, when you do a mitzvah to Cheshbon with someone else, it's really the baby. You're not a mumch. I'm going into the shayla. So the Rashashi has a raya from our sugi that has no Indian to do it. Pesach v'kodshim, we say, is the mitzvah and the bayin to shech. We never found the Bishamikdosh that they led the Israelim to make a mitzvah by Yisrael b'shluchah, the Koyanim shech. Ah, it's my mitzvah. But you give it to someone else, you give it to the mumch. The Koyanim or the mumch. What? One of them will do the mitzvah. Why the Koyanim? Why the Koyanim? Again, the Gemara says here, I want to explain, stop, don't think, no, stop, B'derech HaLimud, Shmomot, B'derech HaLimud, not stop, an interessante Rashash, that is Cholek and Miles, I'm saying interessante Rashash. I'm reading the Gemara B'Pshat today. Frek the Gemara Lomul, lo yisagi de lav iu moir, the father is mechuyiv to b'du b'smile, the Gemara, when the father has mamish echiyu, you do lev. The Gemara is telling to that chiyuv to Pesach v'kodshim. That's time a dami in yonim to each other. Pesach v'kodshim. The Gemara is one after each other. Frey, the Gemara, the mitzvah ala mile, lechu the father is mechuyiv to do it. So why the mother makes ala mile? Because it's not his chiyuv. And if the father that is his chiyuv, avadi would do lavu. Does that the Gemara say the kodshim? Ain't nachan avi. If the sheikhet in the kodshim is like the father in the mile. Doesn't the tushnu from the Gemara? And in kodshim we found a no. We never found. That Israel do shchita. The Kehanim do shchita. So the Meila, the Zalpe Zachdo, this is the Tushan for the Rashash. The Shach of Nishtazen. For the Meisla, Isa Lulav Le'atzmori, מבור שחיונו וקימונו מיונו לזמן הזה, נור ולוצץ בו אימא אשר קדשו מצווי צצבון על נטיל הסלולת, שאני עושם דבאינה דאג בנופק בי. יוכי לוצץ בו יוצא בו ניבו אלי, אין לך נאמי. משום דקבוי למיד לסייפה לאישה בסוכה, תלן ראש נאמי לוצץ. ותוני סייפה, אוי ססוכה לעצמוי, אוי מהבור אשר שחיונו וקימונו מיונו לזמן הזה, נכנס לאישה בו, אוי מהבור אשר קדשו מצווי צצבון על אישה בסוכה. והלכסה על ביר חומץ. לא זו של רשי, נמי לאבא משמע, גם מי לנמי לא ישנו אבי הבן מין ישנה אלמה, לא לאבא משמע, אבל מי לנמי כי לא מודומי. אז רשי סס כלום, לא ישנו אבי הבן מין ישנה אלמה, לא לאבא נמי משמע. ומאל, you can make על המילה. אז אין לך נמי לפי דאבא מין, you had to make לומול, אבל למעשה, today you make על, ממד רשי, כזה מייסה בי פסקין לאבא משמע, so על המילה, על השחיתה, everything is like Abba Mashma, and we don't have to make any more lomut. Zog di gemore, de kule alme mie mi kore beine livruche, min olam? Say di gemore till the end, because the whole day is not mudalef, is geboit at this gemore. De omar rab yudah omar shmuel, kol amitzris mevorich aleem oiver lasi yosa. Di gemore ala shayla, what is the problem bichlal? So this gemore, I'm saying stand bepshat, because I want to tell shlomo to the other sugya, I never know how to read this Gemara. Maybe someone can help me. The Gemara is like this. V'ilchese al biur chometz. V'kul al memiyem v'yikore b'inen. We see that you have to make the brochem v'yikore. Where you see it? Where you see it? Because we don't want to make le. Because we don't want to make le. Why we don't want to make le? Al, because it's l'shov or mashma. No? So maybe you make the brochem after you did it. Exactly. What is this line? Mikula alma mia biyikore beine. Everyone knows that you have to make the bracha biyikore. What is the right that you have to make the bracha biyikore? What? What? So what do you mean? You mean you do the bracha when? When is after it? Tomorrow morning or after the b'tika by night? I'm just saying it's interesting to say. If the bracha is al biur chometz, so the bracha will be tomorrow? What? Again, I'm saying, the pashta is the if the bracha is on the p'tikah. So the Gemara means, what is the whole machlekes al vele? Do the bracha after it, and everything will be all right. Why is that you're doing everything before? And I don't know if in p'tikas chometz you could do it after it, but you do it b'chatzos and the bracha of yesterday. Meismish. I'm saying, lefi the maram chalavetz ve'gishmak. Lefi everyone al biur chometz. If I'm going to bring the chometz tomorrow, I don't know how. I'm saying lefi the maram chalavetz going on the p'tikah. So you do it a minute after it. But I'm saying, if it's going on the burning, the Gemara here is nishna zei mitzuchtzuch. So the Gemara chalav et gishmat. The kula amir mikor bin levuchet minolo da omar abidu amar shmuel kol amitzmes mevorach aleim oivor lasi yosu. Mai mashma da oivor lishna da akdumu omar amnach ba'yitzri da omakro ba'yoretz achimotz lerakiko v'yavir yos akush. Abayu meochev u oivor lifneyem. Say meochev v'yavir malkom lifneyem v'ashem beroisho. V'rav amri chutz min atvile v'shoifo. וישנה מתפילה דאקתי גברי לחוזי, אלו שויפר מיינטיימה, וחידי משומדים ומקלקל לתקיע, יורך אפילו שחידי ומי לנמי לוי, אלו אמר חיסדה חוץ מן התפילה מלבד. איס מתנה מאוכי, טוב על ואולו בעלי יוסו עם הבור, אשר קדשו מצווה איסו וצבונו על התפילה. אז דגמור איזה מים מדי יסוי, דת כל הברוכס מבורך עליהם עובר לעשי יוסו. כל הברוכס מבורך עליהם עובר לעשי יוסו. חוץ מן התפילה, that gavre lo ychozi. Rashi learns gavre lo ychozi balkeri. Ano rishoni bring geirus, we'll have to see later, we'll come to the sugi. Aber es mevur do achilus that is a din that the brochus have to be over la asiyos. And we'll have to see the rishoni have a big machleikus. What would be if b'dieved you didn't do it before? You could do the brocha after it or not? If you didn't do the brocha before, you could do the brocha after it or not? So basically we have to know, why is the din oivar la'asi yoso? Why you have to make the brocha before? But is the din oivar la'asi yoso? And here we'll have a shal in the rishonim, if you didn't do it, if b'di'evet, you didn't do it in the katchile, b'di'evet you could do it after it or not? About it we see in tefillah, that if you can't do it before, you could do it after it. Okay, maybe there was yoytze min haklal. So these are the two zachim that bevar zayin. First, why is the din oivar la'asi yoso? And if this din is ma'akib b'diyevan, it's not ma'akib b'diyevan.